So in this case, we go back to the cell and say, okay, how does the cell control its behavior? And the answer is there are IMPs built into the membrane of two classes, receptors and effectors. That receptor effectors form combinations where the receptor is responsible for identifying an environmental signal and the effector is responsible for recognizing that the signal is present and then sending a signal into the cell to engage a protein mechanism that will make the appropriate behavior in response to that environmental signal. These proteins constitute switches. And how do they represent a switch? Well, look at it this way. The signal would directly drive the protein, but the protein is inside the cell, and the signal cannot get to the protein unless it crosses through the membrane. So the membrane acts as a barrier, but with these switches can allow specific signals to be recognized and the information sent through the membrane to engage the proteins on the inside. So when looking at the cell membrane, you're actually looking at the basic mechanism by which the brain operates, be it the brain of the cell or the brain of the human. It's exactly the same because of the relationship between cells and the structure of the human. Well, these are the switches then. And on the surface of the cell, there's not just a single switch. On the surface of the cell, there are 100,000 different switches. The switch is responding to everything that's in that cellular environment. So that the surface of the cell is a very complex structure. Not that any particular switch is complex. It's complex in regard to the numbers of switches that are simultaneously operating in a living cell. While I can easily sit here and describe the action of one signal affecting one switch, which in turn affects one behavior, human complexity comes in the regard of handling 100,000 switches and the consequences of where each switch is being on or off at any particular time. Yet, the fundamental nature of any switch and the mechanism it controls is very, very simple. So it's really interesting because in our effort to study human behavior and study the human brain, we're completely at a loss. 100 years of neuroscience and we really don't know how the brain works. The problem is the complexity of dealing with a structure that has a trillion cells. How can you really try to figure out the interactions among a trillion cells? This is why studying a single cell is very important, because by observing a single cell, I can see the mechanisms down at its lowest level of complexity. And when you start to see the basic nature of how a single cell works, you can take this work and apply it to the human. So we have at the surface of our cells switches.